Why am I doing this? Why do men fight? What makes some of us want to get hit in the face? What makes others show up to watch? What makes a man? When I first began injecting testosterone, I was 30 years old and needed to become beautiful to myself. I clocked my becoming primarily in aesthetic terms. The t-shirt that now fit me, the graceful curl of a bicep, the glorious sprinkle of a beard. I loved the way men looked and smelled and held themselves. I loved their length and bulk and ease, their straight razor barbershop shaves, their chest-first centers of balance. I loved the quiet efficiency of the men's restroom, the ineffable physical joy of running alongside my brother, the shadows we cut against the buildings we passed. I loved being a man in that I loved having a body. I had surgery to reconstruct my chest. I stuck a long needle into the meat of my thigh each week. I changed my name and my place in the world. All so I could quit hiding behind pulled low baseball hats and rash guards, free to pull off my shirt and jump right into the waves. The joys I found at first were daily, simple, and rooted in the warm physicality of a new freedom. Toweling off after a shower and catching a glimpse of my flat chest in a foggy mirror, the way my clothes suddenly fit my squarer shoulders and slimmer hips, the extra muscle mass that squared my walk, brought in my hands, my calves, my throat. I touched the dip of my abs, half naked in the bathroom, and the muscle and skin synced in the mirror. I turned and he turned. I smiled and he smiled. I expanded and so did he. Stories about trans people, when we hear them at all, often end with such shining symbolism, meant to indicate that the man or woman in question has succeeded in the transition, in the grand task of finally being themselves. Though that's lovely, and even a little true, in the same way a pregnancy or a near-death experience can act on the body like gravity, reshaping our days and memories and even time around its impact, it isn't where my story ends. Not even close. I am a beginner, a man born at 30, with a body that reveals a reality about being human that is rarely examined. Most of us experience gender conditioning so young, research shows it begins in infancy, that we misunderstand the relationship between nature and nurture, culture and biology, fitting in and being oneself. This book is an attempt to pull apart those strands. It also became, as I wrote it, a kind of personal insurance, a way to track and shape my own becoming in a culture where so many men are poisonous. I, too, come from a long line of poisonous men. As the testosterone took hold and reshaped my body, its impact as an object in space grew increasingly bewildering.